It is time for the Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. I'm Chad Moyer. Today we're visiting with Terry O'Neill. He is past president of the Nebraska Pork Producers Association and at one time served as chairman of the National Pork Board. And that's what we're going to talk about, is some of the national activities here recently. Terry, a couple of weeks ago, you attended the National Pork Forum in Chicago as a Pork Act delegate representing Nebraska. Tell me a little bit, first of all, 30,000 foot view of that meeting. What happens at a pork forum?
Well, a pork forum, Chad, we go and we elect or rank our future board candidates. There's competition. I believe we had 9 candidates to fill 5 spots, and we rank them 1 to 9. And just a great set of candidates, a lot of good qualifications, a lot of discussion in our caucuses amongst our states regarding these candidates. So that's where we start the day. Then we have reception that evening. Everyone gets to renew the old acquaintances. So that's always fun to talk about. Some things are going on in industry and things we've done in the past and things like that. So the following day, I guess we get down to business, if you will. Our responsibilities are to take care of advisements. And advisements are things brought forward by the different states. And we get to vote and discuss on these advisements to help direct the pork board.
Can you go through some of those advisements? What came up for discussion this year?
As you know, the pork industry and many of the pork producers that are listening to this have gone through a period of probably 18 months of little to no profitability. And demand is on the minds of all producers out there. Where's our demand at? Because it's relatively flat domestically in the United States. We're about 50 pounds consumed per capita. And we know we need to increase demand. So one of the advisements had to do with increasing demand, putting more funds toward that. From that, an advisement was brought forward to look at more innovation of the pork product to make it more appealing to our younger audiences out there, the Gen Zs and the millennials, which we know from some of the research and segmentation studies we've done, are not consuming as much pork as my age group, the baby boomers. And we see that is a trend we need to try to reverse through innovation and better marketing.
I think there was an animal welfare thing that came up too, right?
Yeah, there was some concerns from one state they brought forward. There's been some extended time at the plant waiting on getting into the dock for the truckers, and really wanted to address that issue to work more closely with the plants and the truckers and the producers to get these things ironed out so we have a smoother transition of those hogs getting to the plant on the proper time and getting unloaded quickly.
So, again, those are some of the things that the National Pork Board did at Pork Forum. Now, a parallel to that is the some of the activities of the National Pork Producers Council, the policy side. Did you sit in on any of those meetings? What was NPPC up to?
I think one of the main things we were looking at, of course, we're all concerned about foreign animal disease and keeping that out. That was the one thing that was talked about somewhat, keeping African swine fever out of the United States, because if that happens to us, we become positive for that disease, we lose all exports. And exports are 27% of our production, so it's very important we maintain those exports. And what we want to do, or what NPPC wants to do in the form of a resolution, we want to look more closely at adopting traceability standards. And these standards are for all pork producers, whether you're a show pig guy or whether you're the largest pig producer in the land, to trace, first of all, trace the sows with RFID tags when they go through the slaughter chain. Right now, they're just using a regular tag with a number. We want to go more modern, be RFID. And other things to help track those animals' movements throughout the systems, in case we do have an ASF break or African swine fever break, we can pinpoint those areas, regionalize those areas, and draw from other parts of the country to supply our export markets and just shut down the areas just affected instead of the whole country.
Terry, it's good to talk to you. Thank you so much for the thoughts and the insights. Again, National Pork Forum was held in Chicago a couple of weeks ago. Terry O'Neill represented the state of Nebraska as a Pork Act delegate there. That concludes this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. Responsible people producing sustainable pork. For more information, call the home office in Lincoln, 888-627-7675, and check out their website as well at nepork.org. For the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, I'm Chad Moyer reporting.